Cape Talk, Pippa's Planet.
Just before we get to the waste shock, a little bit of environmental news for you, because we've had a number of conversations on this show around the wetlands of the South Peninsula in particular, about the endangered status of the western leopard toad. And as you probably know, or I hope you do by now, the toads are in a predicament. You know, over the years, our human encroachment has pushed them out of their natural habitats. They've ended up taking shelter in our residential gardens, which is all well and good if you've got a happy little wet corner of a garden to live in safely. But every year when the winter rain starts, the call of nature escalates, and they try to make their way back to the wetland areas to breed. And it's a journey that is fraught with danger for them, mainly because of us sitting behind the steering wheel of our motor cars. Every year, hundreds of the toads are killed en route back to those wetlands. And we've often spoken to the toad nuts of Ngqura, who do such a fantastic job going out on rainy nights with their torches to try and escort them across the road in safety. And they tipped us off a little while ago that the season is underway, the toads are on the move, and they just want to tip everybody off about what to do if you find one. Because Alison Faraday of the Toad Nuts, welcome as always to Cape Talk. It's not only Ngqura where we can expect to see them, there are actually several little corners of Cape Town where they're going to be active, is that right?
Yes, hi Pippa, that's exactly right. They were coastal toads, so once upon a time they would have lived all the way from Melkbos right the way through to Hermanus. So the pockets that we have left are really the remnants of a massive population that used to exist. And the most common areas that you're going to find toads would be Constantia, Berkeley, Tokai, and then all the way through to the South Peninsula, Lakeside, Nuremberg.
Okay, but you could even find them as far up as Obs, I believe.
Yes, that's right. There is a population, an observatory, actually in the observatory. They have their own unique set of problems. There are some developments that are proposed for that area. And then, of course, people come in every second Saturday to listen to talks, and the volunteers there have to make sure that those people don't run over toads on the roads in their particular area.
Okay. Now, the one thing we can obviously do is slow down on the roads and keep our eyes open for them. But Alison, what should the average Joe do if they find one of these toads and want to do their bit to help them get to where they need to get to breed?
Yes, I think that's a fantastic thing to say. It really is all about a difference that we as individuals can make in our community. So the first thing to do is to look out for the posters that have been put all around the roads where toads are likely to be found. They say caution, western leopard toads out on raining nights. But often toads are out on dry nights as well, depending on what stage of the season that we're at. So really, you're quite right, slow down. Speed is the number one killer. And really what you're looking for is something that looks triangular, and often toads are mistaken for stones and people will run them over. So slow down. You cannot expect to see anything when you're zooming along at 80 or 100 kilometers an hour. And then what we recommend people to do, number one, is if you see a toad ahead of you, make sure that you stop when it's safe to do so. Don't cause accidents and don't put your life in danger. But certainly, if you can, to stop with the toad in your headlights, and your hazard lights are on for obvious reasons. And then make sure it's safe, get out, and pick the toad up gently but firmly. They are not poisonous to pick up. People do think that. Mm-hmm. And they're not slimy, and you won't get warts. And to move them off the road in the direction to which the toad was facing. That's really important, because people sometimes mistakenly think, I'll take the toad to the pond. But what could be happening is that toad has already been to the pond and is in fact returning.
Oh, shame.
So best to be safe and just put it on as far off the road as you possibly can.
Okay, Alison, thank you so much for those words of advice. And as always, thanks to your team of valiant volunteers who are out there on nights when the rest of us are cuddled up by a fire with your torches in the rain, helping them cross the road. Your efforts are very much appreciated, not just by the toads themselves, but by the wider community.